Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Kind of a cloudy, partly sunny day today. Austin, yeah. We'll take a look at that in a few minutes, along with the traffic. But right now, let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor Reeves has confirmed former Escambia Supervisor of Elections David Stafford will become Pensacola's next city administrator. Nice guy here. Under the city charter, the city administrator works directly for the mayor to oversee the city's daily operations and is the only senior director position, that doesn't require a confirmation vote by city council. Stafford's first day back in the saddle October 27th.
Number two.
The city of Pensacola has renewed an opportunity for redevelopment of the former Pensacola Motor Lodge site. City officials have issued a notice of intent to dispose, indicating the city's plan to sell the property located on West Cervantes Street. And the notice will restart the project after a previous effort in 2024 was unsuccessful.
Number three.
Nearly 2 months after the Florida Doge audited Pensacola, Mayor Reeves says the city still hasn't received the official report. Last week, Florida CFO Blaise Ingolio claimed over $1 million were wasted in Pensacola's budget, a statement disputed by city officials. Since July, Florida Doge has audited at least 12 counties and cities.
All righty, with it being 4:13, just want to give you our first reminder of this afternoon. We are doing the Tap the News Radio app every day this week leading up to a Florida State home game. This week it's Florida State in Pittsburgh. We are doing the Tap the app. So what that is you open the News Radio Pensacola app, and right as it opens, you're going to get a contest page popping up letting you know that you can enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh. And once you enter in your information, as long as it's between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., I will announce the winner at 5:15. So you've got about 45 minutes left. Just be sure to be doing that. And we'll also go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. To learn more, visit gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have a little bit on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, there was an accident reported in that area. As for your weather, around 89 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Slight rainfall chances at times this evening and in the first half of your Thursday. But come Thursday night, heading into your Friday, we shouldn't have any rainfall chances lingering for much longer.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patroman says he will withhold his pay during the government shutdown. He highlighted the impact on various government agencies and particularly local military personnel here in Northwest Florida. Yeah, he was on with Andrew McKay this morning. Congressman Jimmy Patronis.
Northwest Florida has a lot of people that count on the federal government for a paycheck. And then some people live from week to week. Some people live from month to month. Some people, you know, quarter to quarter. But some of those week to week folks are going to really start feeling some pain. And
Patronis also outlines airline safety here in Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach. This hour, we'll hear from Airport Director Matt Coughlin. He'll be giving us an update on what's going on over at PNS.
And the University of West Florida Center for Cybersecurity has been awarded a $9.6 million grant from the U.S. Department of War to expand its National Cybersecurity Workforce Development Program. This is the largest federal grant that the university has received to date. And UWF Interim President Manny Diaz Jr. praised the grant as a recognition of the university's leadership in cybersecurity education. The Cyber Skills to Work program aims to create 62 educational pathways and prepare thousands of credentialed cybersecurity and AI professionals.
Here's your top state story. This hour.
Well, Florida lawmakers have started to file proposed budget assignments for local projects as they return to the Capitol to prepare for the 2026 legislative session. That's not that far, believe it or not. Tuesday, the House and Senate started the first of a series of committee weeks in advance of the session.
And a man and woman from Northport are facing charges after police say they left a juvenile along the side of I-75 in Sarasota County because he didn't want to tag along on a spur-of-the-moment trip to Guam or Idaho. Investigators say Bradley Leon Guerrero Santos and Rosanella Mandiola Borja told the juvenile to take care of the house before they drove away, leaving him with some cash and a couple of guns.
417 News Radio 92.3, a lot of pediatricians in the state getting concerned over this whooping cough issue. Cases prices in Florida are soaring this year, marking an 81% increase from the 2024's numbers. FDOH reporting 1,295 cases compared to 715 cases. That was for the entirety of all last year. According to DOH data, 63% of cases are children 0 to 9 years of age. The increase has pediatricians really worried for children who are too young to be vaccinated or unvaccinated children who are the most at risk.
And a Florida man is back in jail after deputies say he tried to smuggle a thermos into the Polk County lockup inside his body. Deputies first encountered Walter Freimeyer in a county park where he had reportedly been naked. After trespassing on some nearby train tracks, he was arrested and taken to jail where a body scanner revealed the hidden item. Sheriff Grady Judd says Freimeyer was taken to the hospital and is now thermosless in county custody.
Okay, the parts of Florida, we should say down in Central and South Florida, flooding despite a lack of rainfall as the full moon is making the high tides even higher. Here's Julie Calhoun. She's down in Fort Lauderdale this afternoon filing this report on News Radio 92.3.
King tides rolling back in Tuesday night. And with it, rising tides and rising salt water in Fort Lauderdale's Victoria Park neighborhood. King tides occur during high tide and under a full moon, often in the fall. If you live by the water, king tides are nothing new. But this week, South Florida is seeing something different. Officials in Fort Lauderdale say this round is expected to hit record levels just shy of 3 feet. In Victoria Park Tuesday morning, neighbors say it's some of the worst they've seen.
And Florida's efforts to attract law enforcement officers appear to be paying off. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday, of course, that recruitment bonuses of $5,000 have been awarded to almost 9,500 new hires. The Florida Law Enforcement Recruitment Bonus Program started 3 years ago. DeSantis says it has led almost 2,000 law enforcement officers from over 50 states and territories to relocate to Florida.
One in four Florida businesses had their loan application denied. That's a pretty big stat there. This comes after an online loan company analyzed loan denial rates nationwide. Florida ranking fourth behind New York, Georgia, and Texas in states with highest denial rates for loans, lines of credit, and merchant cash advances. Nationwide, the denial rate for these loans, 21%, or about one in every five businesses.
Lastly, here a Florida man facing federal charges for allegedly starting what became one of the most destructive wildfires in Los Angeles history. Investigators say Jonathan Reindernecht started the fire on New Year's Day, which later grew into the deadly Palisades fire. The 29-year-old was arrested Tuesday in Melbourne and is scheduled to appear in federal court in Orlando this afternoon. The U.S. Justice Department says the case stems from a months-long investigation. 419 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather, of course, followed by some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Landrum Annual 5K Run Walk is Saturday morning, starting at the downtown Landrum offices. Everyone is encouraged to get out and get moving. Proceeds benefit Lakeview Center. The Taste of the Beach Food Festival is Saturday from 10 till 4. Come out for the flavors, the fun, and new features showcasing the best chefs and restaurants on the beach. Find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty in federal court today after being indicted on alleged false statements he made to Congress while under oath. Alexandria Hoff has the details from outside the federal courthouse in Virginia.
We fully expected for former Director Comey to maintain his innocence since he was indicted by a grand jury about 2 weeks ago. Now, we saw his family members enter in and out of the courthouse here in Northern Virginia. Spectators also have been camped out there. Comey actually used a back entrance himself, so we did not see him on camera. His arraignment before Biden-appointed Judge Michael Notmaoff was brief. Defense attorney Patrick Fitzgerald told the judge that representing Comey is the honor of his lifetime, and he's likely going to seek to have these charges dismissed. The government alleges that Comey lied under oath 5 years ago when asked if he had authorized someone at the FBI to leak information to the media. Comey has long denied any wrongdoing.
424 News Radio 92.3 stocks mix. Golly, gold soars. These numbers are amazing. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed, but the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notch record closes as investors digested the minutes from the Fed's latest monetary policy meeting in September. Fed officials are increasingly at odds over the path forward for interest rates, but the majority think that further rate cuts will be necessary this year. In the meantime, gold continues its record-breaking rally, rising above $4,070 a troy ounce. The Dow winners, Apple, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, IBM, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow down a point, the NASDAQ higher by 255, S&P 500 up 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, traffic's flowing there, and also the weather's not looking so bad. Austin Price is in with the information.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also at the intersection of Palafox Street and Brent Lane. That's where Brent Lane meets Beverly Parkway. And we had some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As you continued westbound, we did have an accident report there earlier this afternoon. Those are your worst looking spots right now. As for the weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have a slight chance of rainfall just in the middle of your Thursday, but it won't last for long. Come Thursday night, heading into your Friday and weekend, no rainfall chances to be seen.
Afternoon, everybody. 427 News Radio 92.3 FAA. Ground stops and airport disruptions continue across the U.S. amid the ongoing government shutdown. Jeff Manasso has the report.
Air traffic controllers are considered essential workers, though who are not getting paid during the government shutdown, and some have called in sick. That's led to worker shortages and delays in recent days at some of our nation's airports, including Chicago, Nashville, Seattle, and Minneapolis, where one concerned traveler tells us,
I'm hoping it doesn't get delayed, and I would have been really worried if it got delayed today because I'm going to my sister's wedding, so that's why I came a few hours early, so hopefully not on the way home either.
TSA is asking travelers to be patient, as the shutdown could also lead to longer security lines. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now back in our state headlines, we were telling you about a Florida man being arrested for the Palisades fire. Well, California Governor Gavin Newsom responding to that arrest. He released a statement saying that it marks an important step toward uncovering how the horrific fire began and brings closure to thousands of Californians who lived whose lives were upended. He went on to say that the state will continue to fully support the investigation and looks forward to the findings of the independent after-action report that he's commissioned from the nation's leading fire safety researchers.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy is demanding a hearing into reports that former special counsel Jack Smith spied on Republican senators. Ashna Hosni is in on News Radio 92.3.
Senators tend to stand up for their own independence, their own privacy, and they're looking at this, and Democrats are thinking, if it can happen to Republicans, it can certainly happen to us. Here's Senator Chris Coons.
Just on the surface of it would strike me as a significant invasion of the right of senators to conduct their jobs. So this is something I think needs urgent follow-up.
John Kennedy demanding a separate oversight hearing about this operation. Others have suggested tapping a special counsel and also pursuing prosecutions. FBI Director Kash Patel says there will be accountability.
And a planning document obtained by the Detroit News indicates President Donald Trump is weighing the cancellation of over $1 billion in federal grants for General Motors and Stellantis. One grant alone is for $500 million for GM to be put toward converting its Lansing Grand River assembly plant to electric vehicle production.
Okay, a newly declassified report reveals then Vice President Biden asked the CIA, this is back in 2015, to keep records involving his family ties to the Ukrainian government. Private. Didn't want any of this released. Huh. Peter Ducey has more details from the White House for us.
American spies concluded following the visit of the U.S. vice president, redacted, officials within the Poroshenko administration privately mused at the U.S. media scrutiny of the alleged ties of the U.S. vice president's family to corrupt business practices in Ukraine. These officials viewed the alleged ties of the U.S. vice president's family to corruption in Ukraine as evidence of a double standard within the United States government towards matters of corruption and political power. On February 10th, 2016, the intel official in charge of delivering the presidential daily briefing, or PDB, wrote, "Good morning. I just spoke with the VP NSA, Vice President National Security Advisor, and he would strongly prefer the report not be disseminated. Thank you for understanding."
Herschel Walker will serve as the next U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas. The Senate confirmed Walker, an ally of President Trump, with a 51-47 vote along party lines. Walker will be the first U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas in nearly 15 years. The former NFL player lost his Georgia Senate campaign in 2022 to Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in a runoff election.
Austin, a Canadian airline has taken price gouging just entirely to new levels. Are you ready for this one? WestJet has introduced updated cabin interiors and is charging extra for seats that can recline.
What?
I'm telling you.
That's whack.
The fee changes will take effect by the end of October. So just remember, you'll have to sit straight up if you're flying WestJet. And wouldn't that be terrible? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm a heavy guy. I want to lean back.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to be talking some sports. Got some really good stuff for you. Coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Israeli and Hamas leaders continue talks in Egypt following a U.S. proposed ceasefire deal. President Trump says he's considering a more hands-on approach.
I may go there sometime toward the end of the week, maybe on Sunday.
Special envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner are currently involved in talks yesterday, marking 2 years since the initial Hamas attack on Israel that prompted the war in Gaza. After months on the run, the last of 10 men who escaped from a jail in New Orleans earlier this year has been captured.
U.S. marshals say convicted killer Derek Groves was cornered in Atlanta before being arrested following a brief standoff. Federal officials describe Groves' capture as a collaborative effort, including the FBI and Atlanta police.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment, make legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Amari DiMercato prematurely celebrated and cost the Cardinals a touchdown in their epic collapse against the Titans on Sunday. Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon was irate on the sidelines and slightly bumped DiMercato while yelling at him for his mistake. Well, yesterday, Gannon was fined $100,000 by the Cardinals, and that fine is an absolute joke and just shows how soft the Cardinals organization is. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about EMS, the billing, who should pay for ambulance transports, and should that even be a government function? Baptist Healthcare CEO and President Mark Faulkner stopped by, and we answered some of the questions the community has around the whole old campus, new campus, demolition, funding, all of that stuff. Pace Avalon Midway fire funding in Santa Rosa County, and Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This
is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Mayor D.C. Reeves has confirmed former Escambia Supervisor of Elections David Stafford will become Pensacola's next city administrator. Under the city charter, the city administrator works directly for the mayor to oversee the city's daily operations, and it is the only senior director position that doesn't require a confirmation vote by the city council. Stafford's first day is October 27th.
Number two.
City of Pensacola has renewed an opportunity for redevelopment of the former Pensacola Motor Lodge site there on Cervantes. City officials have issued what they call a notice of intent to dispose, indicating the city's plan to sell that property. The notice will restart the project after a previous effort back in 2024 was just not successful.
Number three.
Nearly 2 months after the Florida Doge audited Pensacola, Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city still hasn't received the official report. Last week, Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia claimed over $1 million were wasted in Pensacola's budget, a statement disputed by city officials. Since July, Florida Doge has audited at least 12 counties and cities.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, so far, so good at Pensacola International. 1 week into the government shutdown, the Pensacola Airport is not reporting any major staffing issues. Airport Director Matt Coughlin.
You know, we have a great communications with the FAA, so if there's any operational issues, they're going to let us know. And we haven't heard anything, and that goes with our friends at TSA also.
Okay, Coughlin says they haven't heard anything of any major delays or flight cancellations locally. So that's the good news this afternoon.
And, of course, we were telling you earlier this hour about the Cyber Skills to Work program that UWF is getting a grant for. Well, not only does it create educational pathways and prepare thousands of credentialed cybersecurity and AI professionals, it also focuses on hands-on skills and industry certifications for transitioning military, first responders, and veterans. The grant will fund coalitions, including partnerships with Purdue University Northwest and the University of Louisville.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
First it was the judge, then Jazz delivered as the Yankees live another day.
There's a drive to deep right field. New York leads for the first time in the series. Jazz Chisholm goes deep.
Jazz Chisholm with a solo blast on FS1 to give the Yankees a 7-6 lead. The Bronx Bombers would go on to win Game 3 of the ALDS over the Blue Jays 9-6. But the big blast, a home run by Aaron Judge, a game-tying three-run home run on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate. The Yankees had fallen behind in the game 6-1, so that Judge blast was huge. The Yankees and Jays play Game 4 tonight. The Yankees looking to stave off elimination again. Cal Raleigh and the Mariners are just one win away from their first ALCS appearance since 2001. After an 8-4 win over the Tigers in Game 3 of their ALDS series, Raleigh, Eugenio Suarez, and J.P. Crawford all homering for Seattle. Get this, the guy who caught Raleigh's home run, he was wearing a shirt that read, "Dump number 61 here." Game 4 this afternoon. And opening night on the ice in the National Hockey League. And the Stanley Cup champs, they picked up where they left off. After raising the Stanley Cup banner, the Panthers edged the Blackhawks 3-2.
The outlet to Rodriguez, center circle. Cross corner it goes. Leaning in, Savicevic out in front. Score! Tiptoe by Boqvist. Out of midair from the Savicevic feed. The Panthers have the lead.
Jesper Boqvist with a game-winning goal midway through the third period on ESPN. Elsewhere, the Penguins shut out the Rangers 3-0. Coach Mike Sullivan of the Rangers, his debut spoiled by his former club. And Martin Natchez with a pair of goals as the Avalanche beat the Kings in L.A. 4-1. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And two Conference USA games will kick off Week 7 of college football tonight. Missouri State taking on Middle Tennessee. That game kicks at 6:30. Middle Tennessee 1-4 on the year. They've dropped two straight. Missouri State is 2-3. And then at 8 p.m., Liberty taking on UTEP and El Paso. Both of those teams are 1-4 on the season. The crazy part of that story, Chris, is that Missouri State is a first-year FBS member. So for them to have the best record of those four
not
is
bad.
Saying something.
Yeah, not bad at all. Well, let's see here. Jerry Jones flipped the bird, got fined $250,000 on that one.
Right.
An NFL coach, Cardinals coach, a little lighter in the wallet today after confronting a player over a costly fumble. Frank Lanza has that report.
Arizona Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon has reportedly been fined $100,000 by the team for his viral sideline altercation with running back Amari DiMercato. The running back dropped the football before crossing the goal line in the fourth quarter of Sunday's 22-21 loss to the Tennessee Titans on what would have been a 72-yard touchdown run. Gannon was seen walking over to DiMercato on the sideline and getting in the running back's face. As he was finishing his rant, Gannon began walking away and appeared to make contact with the running back's right arm, Gannon saying he apologized to both the player and the team on Monday. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And speaking of the NFL, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks it was a terrible decision for the NFL to book Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. Reporters caught up with Johnson outside the House chambers Tuesday and asked him about the controversy. But while he was talking about it, he admitted he didn't know who Bad Bunny was before he was announced as the headliner.
Here's today's health news.
The meals being offered in low-income schools were recently evaluated, and you're going to get the results. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health, an encouraging study on school meals. Researchers looking at data from a 10-year-old federal universal free meal program for schools in low-income communities. The program's called Community Eligibility Provision, or CEP. They looked at the medical records of more than 155,000 children in more than 1,000 schools, results showing the number of students with high blood pressure fell nearly 11% over a five-year period. Investigators believe the reason being school meals were healthier, which not only helped blood pressure, but also improved a child's weight. You can get more information about food assistance programs at USDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Inhalers, the type used for treating respiratory ailments like asthma, are releasing large amounts of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. A new study finds that the inhalers contain propellants, creating emissions equal to more than 500,000 cars each year. Researchers warned that the inhalers may be contributing to the factors that create respiratory problems in the first place. The study was published Monday in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
I think Dolly Parton's sister, her sister, got a little excited about making an announcement about Dolly. It really wasn't all that correct. Dolly did, in fact, clear the air about her health. Michelle Plino has the latest.
Dolly Parton is weighing in on her health struggles after fans grew concerned about the country legend following her sister Frida's Facebook post asking for prayers for Dolly's health. In a video she posted to social media, Parton, dressed in country gear, spoke directly to fans.
Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate.
She continued that she appreciated the prayers, too, explaining that when her late husband Carl was sick, she let a lot of things go. And when she got around to it, the doctor said she needed to take care of some things. Her husband Carl Dean died in March at 82. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
There's a connection between fatigue and inflammation in cancer patients. Researchers put their data in the journal Cancer that shows inflammation was linked to fatigue in nearly 200 women who had breast cancer during and after treatments. They studied blood levels of proteins associated with inflammation. Researchers wrote in a report that behavioral interventions that are effective in managing cancer-related fatigue, including physical activity, cognitive behavioral therapy, and mindfulness meditation, all reduce inflammation.
Sad story to report this afternoon. Joan Kennedy, ex-wife of the late Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, has died at 89. Matt Murphy has the report.
The former model and classically trained pianist married into the Kennedy dynasty in 1958. Joan and Ted Kennedy had three children, Ted Jr., Patrick, and Kara. She witnessed the assassinations of brothers-in-law John and Robert Kennedy and endured Ted Kennedy's Chappaquiddick scandal. Battling alcoholism and depression, she eventually separated and divorced Ted after years of turmoil. Later, she became a vocal advocate for mental health and addiction recovery. Her son Patrick Kennedy called her a quiet pioneer whose courage broke stigma, inspired others to seek healing, and left a lasting legacy in Boston and beyond. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Okay, 4:45. Day zipping by here. Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some on the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, though that is rather tame. And we got some issues on Navarre Parkway, just ever so slightly traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. The only spot that you wouldn't normally expect this hour is going to be on Dogwood. This is in Milton, right as you are getting off of Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. There is an accident report in that area near El Paso Mexican Grill, so be on the lookout for that. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Got some slight rainfall chances in the middle of your day Thursday, but they shouldn't give you much, if anything. And once we get into Thursday night, our sky should be clear.
Okay, lower temperatures continue to head east. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
A cold front continues to march towards the eastern seaboard, bringing with it showers and thunderstorms and the potential for flooding with some cooler air behind it. Temperatures could drop near or below freezing for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes on Thursday after record-breaking heat the last few weeks. Tropical moisture streaming in from Hurricane Priscilla in the Pacific will threaten the Southwest with heavy rain and flooding issues through the weekend. We're watching the potential of a coastal storm late this week, which the East will need to monitor. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The Texas National Guard is now on the ground and awaiting orders in Chicago as Democratic leaders speak out against the deployment of troops by the Trump administration. Garrett Tinney has more from the Windy City.
We are expecting National Guard troops to take over securing this ICE facility sometime this week, freeing up federal agents to focus on Operation Midway Blitz. So far, close to 1,500 illegal aliens have been arrested as part of that operation, and we are told that ICE still has several thousand more individuals on its target list. State and local officials are still trying to fight the White House on its immigration enforcement efforts any way they can, including in the courts, where today the Justice Department will explain to a judge what the National Guard will be doing and why it's necessary to have them here. Tomorrow, the judge is expected to rule on a temporary injunction that would block the Guard from being deployed.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Former FBI Director James Comey pleading not guilty this morning to federal criminal charges, with his trial set to start on January 5th. Comey's lawyer and prosecutors say they expect the trial just to last a few days. Comey is accused of making a false statement and obstruction of a congressional proceeding during testimony to a Senate committee in 2020. Amazon is launching a prescription drug kiosk at some One Medical offices throughout Los Angeles. The kiosks are similar to a vending machine, giving prescriptions to patients within minutes of their doctor visit. Amazon kiosks will be at One Medical clinics in downtown LA, Beverly Hills, Long Beach, and West Hollywood. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling a point, the S&P and NASDAQ both setting fresh records, up 39 and 255 points, respectively. That's Your Money Now.
Very interesting day in Virginia. And I say this and I pause because I'm reflecting. I remember when my son Tyler was sworn in the Navy. He did this at Great Lakes.
Right.
And I remember how proud I was and all the festivities. Well, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth swearing in those new recruits Tuesday at Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach. I remember it well. Here's Kevin Urinsky.
The secretary telling the new recruits,
someday in the future, this will be one of the most transformative days of your life.
Hegseth adding, those lives are about to change.
You will be forged, you will be changed, you will be transformed into not an army of one, but an individual part of something greater than yourself.
He also commended the recruits, saying that unlike celebrities and so-called elites, they are now true role models because
you made a decision that others were unwilling to make.
The secretary closing with this.
Thank you for your commitment to our great republic. Now you're going to go out and train to fight like hell.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And Dunkin' now has 10,000 locations in the United States. The Massachusetts-based company announced a 10,000th store opened last week in Darien, Illinois. That's a Chicago suburb. The Boston Business Journal reported that the newest store is operated by franchisees The Harry Group, who now reportedly runs 100 Dunkin' locations. Dunkin' was founded in 1950.
The U.S. and Canada hoping to strike a comprehensive trade deal. Can you believe it? Yeah, they got to get those tariffs down on both sides of the border there. Jared Halpern has more from the White House on News Radio 92.3.
President Trump concedes a comprehensive trade deal with Canada is complicated because of a natural conflict.
They want a car company and I want a car company, meaning the U.S. wants a car company. And they want steel and we want steel.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has so far failed to strike a deal with the Trump administration. Even his other allies ink trade agreements.
There are more areas where we are stronger together, and that's what we're focused on. And we're going to get the right deal. Right deal for America, right deal, obviously, from my perspective, for Canada.
President Trump plans to impose additional tariffs on heavy-duty vehicles from Canada and elsewhere next month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
AI getting some business kickbacks here. A late actor's daughter has called for AI versions of her father to stop. Michelle Polino has more.
Zelda Williams is calling out fans for sending her AI-generated videos of her late father, Robin Williams. She posted on Instagram Monday, writing, "Just stop sending me AI videos of Dad. Stop believing I want to see it or that I'll understand. I don't and I won't." She continued, "To watch the legacy of real people be condensed down to this vaguely looks and sounds like them, so that's enough. Just so other people can churn out horrible TikTok slop, puppeteering them is maddening. You're not making art. You're making disgusting, overprocessed hot dogs out of the lives of human beings." The legendary comedian and actor died in 2014 at age 63. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
New South Proud!
Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
.455 heads up, Pensacola. Yeah, a little. Talking Heads?
Yes.
Okay. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get into zone with AutoZone. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Did have an accident reported on Dogwood Drive. This is right off of Caroline Street near downtown Milton. This is next to El Paso Mexican Grill. There is some congestion in that area. Luckily, not too severe, though. Looks like it's dying down. Also got some issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up for especially long. As for your weather, 89 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Slight rainfall chances in the middle of your Thursday tomorrow, but come Thursday night, heading into your weekend, there is no rainfall chances in sight.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The celebrity guest list at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is getting a lot bigger. Here's Michelle Pollino.
We'll take the stage at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony with Elton John, Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Questlove, 21 Pilots, Missy Elliott, and Ray among the presenters. Black Hole Sun. The ceremony honoring Soundgarden, Bad Company, Outkast, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, and the White Stripes will be held November 8th in Los Angeles and streamed live on Disney+. Salt-N-Pepa will receive the Musical Influence Award alongside Warren Zevon. Other stars set to participate include Beck, Brandi Carlile, David Letterman, Flea, Iggy Pop, Killer Mike, and Teddy Swims. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And rock and roll legend, fittingly, Gene Simmons is recovering at home after a vehicle crash. The 76-year-old KISS frontman was involved in a crash on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu on Tuesday afternoon. The LA County Sheriff's Department says his SUV crashed into a parked car. He told deputies he passed out and fainted. Simmons' wife, Shannon Tweed, told local news outlets that his SUV careened across several lanes of traffic. He was hospitalized to be checked out, then sent home.
Yeah, PCH could be a real monster up there heading into the Malibu area, especially coming off of Sunset. There is a rising trend of stay-at-home sons. I gotta tell you, I was born a little bit too late. This is a pretty good gig. Stay-at-home sons. Madison Allworth explains.
Essentially, it's men in their 20s and 30s that are opting to stay home with their parents, with good old mom and dad, and to not work. So they're saying no thanks to a career, and instead they're doing things around the home, like grocery shopping, cooking dinner, fixing things around the house. It's a trend that a lot of moms like because they love to have their kids around, but not everyone that stays home is a stay-at-home son. But there are a lot of adults living at home. According to the U.S. Census, 1 in 3 adults between the ages of 18 and 34 live with their moms and dads.
And DHL is investigating after dozens of autographed Taylor Swift CDs were reported stolen. Fans say boxes with discs that went through the Kentucky DHL distribution center were later found empty when they were delivered to homes. Signed copies of Swift's latest album reportedly went through the hub on the way to the U.S. Postal Service to be dropped at individual addresses. Leaders with DHL say they're working with the shipper as they gather more information on what happened.
Yeah, I still have one of those 20-somethings hanging around the house.
Well, and that's the thing. They mentioned 18 to 34. There's a big difference between an 18-year-old and a 34-year-old.
There sure is. A new holiday on the calendar in California. My goodness. Here's CJ Papa.
California joins Pennsylvania, which was the first U.S. state to officially celebrate the holiday statewide in 2024, followed by Connecticut earlier this year. The new law goes on the books January 1st, allowing public schools and community colleges to close on Diwali. The holiday is a major religious festival for Hindus. It's also observed by Sikhs, Jains, and Buddhists. The origin story of Diwali varies depending on the religion. Revelers light rows of lamps to symbolize the victory of light over darkness and knowledge over ignorance. The holiday is celebrated with festive gatherings, fireworks displays, feasts, and prayer. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Tron: Ares looking to get off to a fast start at the box office. The third film in the Tron franchise is looking to make between $45 and $50 million in its debut weekend. Also new this week is Roof Man, starring Channing Tatum, which is looking to make between $8 and $12 million. And lastly, Jennifer Lopez's Kiss of the Spider-Woman projected to bring $1 to $3 million in its debut.
Okay, you might have forgotten about this, but Florida's sales tax-free holiday on hunting, fishing, and camping supplies is still on, actually through December 31st. This includes guns and ammo. It'll be the state's last sales tax holiday of the year, but some hurricane supplies are permanently tax exempt. Think about buying or selling a home. Here's your numbers real quick. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.38%. 15-year fixed mortgage, sitting around 5.90%, just slightly lower today. We'll have some more information and news coming up on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.